I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Xavier at Creighton on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. Xavier is leading the Big East by the smallest of margins, and so every game is critical for them, including a tough one at Creighton on Saturday afternoon. The game tips off at 12:15 Eastern, which is 11:15 a.m. local time in Omaha, and it'll be on CBS. Xavier is 17-4 overall, winners of 13 of their last 14 games, and they're 9-1 in the Big East, putting them a game ahead of both Marquette and Providence for the league lead. They picked up what might be their best win of the season on Wednesday, going to Connecticut and picking up a 3-point victory. Despite two wins over Connecticut and victories over Creighton, Marquette, and West Virginia, KenPom still only thinks Xavier is the fourth best Big East team. They're number 13 in this week's AP poll, though, and Joe Lunardi has them projected to be a 3-seed in the NCAA tournament. Xavier runs the nation's 5th-ranked offense, and this week we got a little more of a glimpse into why. On Twitter, JG Trends revealed their ranking of the sport's best ball-screening teams, and Xavier was 3rd, behind only Penn State and Baylor. Whatever they're doing, it's generating a lot of makeable looks from 3. They're hitting more than 40% of their shots from out there, the 4th-highest percentage in the country. They hit from distance 23 times over their 2 wins against UConn. Creighton is 12-8 on the season, but almost all of those losses came in one bad stretch from late November into December. They're 6-3 in Big East play, and they've largely done what's expected of them in those games, losing to top contenders but making hay against the league's lesser teams. They've held serve in their last 2 games, beating Butler and St. John's by a combined 49 points. They scored 104 in the game against St. John's, and it was the most they've ever scored in a 40-minute Big East game. Creighton shot 73% from 2-point range in that win over St. John's, taking advantage of the fast pace the Red Storm liked to play. Big man Ryan Kalkbrenner was 7 of 7 from 2-point range in that game, and he's having a good week. In addition to that performance, he was named to the 15-player watch list for the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year Award. The early start time is an interesting wrinkle to this game. I'm sure both teams' coaches are doing everything they can to make sure their players get to bed early and get plenty of rest, but it has to be tough for college kids that aren't used to that schedule to actually fall asleep in time to be well-rested for an 11:15 a.m. local time start. If one of these teams starts hot and the other struggles, that could be a reason why. Either way, the other game between these two teams this year was a 3-point thriller 2 weeks ago, so this one also has a chance to be a nail-biter. That's our on-the-court preview for Xavier at Creighton on Saturday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hey guys, Ryan Stone here with you. Let's take a look at the betting side of things for number 13, Xavier, on the road at Creighton. Xavier comes in 17-4 overall. They're the number 13-ranked team in the country. Creighton has been one of the more disappointing teams at just 12-8 overall. Xavier is 12-8-1 against the spread, while Creighton is 10-10 against the spread. Xavier 5-1 on the road this season, but Creighton is 9-1 at home so far this season. The spread has Creighton as a 4-point favorite in this matchup, with the over-under sitting at 157. In terms of the trends, the over is 7-0 in the Musketeers' last 7 Saturday games. The Musketeers are also 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games, following a straight-up win. And the under is actually 9-2-2 in the Musketeers' last 13 games versus a team with a winning straight-up record. For Creighton, the Blue Jays are 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 after scoring 100 points or more in the previous game. The under is 4-1-1 in the Blue Jays' last 6 games following an against the spread win. And the under is 7-2-2 in the Blue Jays' last 11 versus a team with a winning straight-up record. In terms of these two teams matching up, the underdog is 14-5 against the spread in the last 19 meetings. And in terms of the matchup edge, Creighton actually holding the edge in 4 of the 7 categories, but Xavier is the better offensive team. Creighton is the better defensive team. With that over-under sitting so high at 157, we did this a couple weeks ago when Xavier took on Marquette. 157 is just too high for me. I think the fact that Xavier is on the road, the pace will slow down a little bit in this matchup. I don't have a play on the spread, but I think this over-under goes under 157.